Yeah. So, I don't know. I think I was watching some videos today by the Jimmy Dore show. Have you ever heard of that guy?
No, I haven't.
You know, I hadn't heard of him either, except for, I think I heard of him, or I can't remember how I ran into his channel, but he has a YouTube channel and he talks about stuff on YouTube that I can't talk about somehow.
Well, he's got the open door to do that.
I went through like YouTube's, what is it? Their something policy. Their
medical misinfo policy.
Well, there's three different ones, but yeah, they have their overall guidelines, their group guidelines, or what is it? Anyhow, it's their terms of service, basically.
Right.
but it's called something else. It's like group guidelines or participant guidelines or their whatever guidelines. And
it just says YouTube guidelines.
Yeah. So I looked it up and I looked at all the stuff and things on COVID and misinformation, and it all boils down to the WHO, which is the World Health Organization.
Right.
And you can't go against anything that they say, the World Health Organization. I was like, what? You okay.
Yes, sir.
So yeah, I played a video from the World Health Organization and they gave us a strike because I commented about it.
I see.
And they're like, they said it's misinformation. And I was like, what?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So this podcast will be on Spotify. So what I've been doing is any like non-controversial podcasts that we do, I'll put it on YouTube and Spotify. But anything that may give us another strike, which will get us shut down for 2 weeks on YouTube, mm-hmm. I'm just playing the game. So I'll just put it on Spotify and not on YouTube. So for everybody listening, if you want to see all of our content, it's all on, for the layback anyway, it's all on Spotify, which is uncensored. Because they're like, what are they, Norwegian or something? They're Swiss, Norwegian company or something. I don't know.
I believe it's Swiss.
Yeah. So they're not involved in U.S. politics and they're not captured by the WHO.
No, the Swedish. It's Swedish.
Swedish, yeah.
Business. Some Swedish meatballs. That sounds good.
Yeah, get some of those.
IKEA. Here I come. IKEA. That's how you said it.
Yep.
They're good. They're good.
They're okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they're okay.
It's the sauce, not necessarily the meat. The like sweet and sour sauce or whatever is good.
I haven't had it in 20 years. I don't know. I haven't eaten at IKEA. I haven't even been there very often, honestly.
Is that where you're taking your date tonight for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Get some Swedish meatballs at the old IKEA
cafe. Yeah,
the cafe.
Yeah, I'd like to go to the cafe and then take the escalator down to the never-ending maze.
Never.
So I'm like, okay, I need a new bed for the kids. A twin mattress for the bunk bed. We need a new one. I'm like, oh, IKEA right there. I'll stop by.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Quick.
No.
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 I was probably there 45 minutes.
Just to get out.
I didn't even buy anything.
It's a trap.
Yeah.
You get in there and then it's just crammed full of people. And then you're just like, how the fuck do I get out of here? You got to find those like secret passageways that get you through. Get you through.
Well, I was trying to take those, but it wasn't barely making me save any time. Yeah, it was bad. I was like, oh, that's not the one I want. Okay, I'm just going to get out of here. Yeah, 45 minutes later, I made it out to the car.
Yeah, and then they trap you inside. Like, once you get out, they're like, how do I get out of here without paying for something?
Yeah, I felt like I was stealing. They're going to tackle me because I didn't have anything.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. So Jimmy Dore is a comedian slash has had a, like, news commentary show on YouTube for a long time. I think, like, 12 years or something. I think he started, like, 2010 or something, 2012 or something like that. I don't know. Goes back. He's got on his channel, he's got 1.14 million followers. And sometimes they
not
show.
Not bad, not bad.
Yeah. Don't they show like how many videos they've done? on YouTube. Yeah, I don't see it, but that's okay. There's a shit ton of them.
Typically, yeah. When you do like a YouTube search for them, I think it shows there. Like, you can find the channel.
Yeah. Anyway, I watched this video this morning I thought was really interesting, so I queued it up and I wanted to watch it with you guys, see what you think of it. So without further ado, let's jump into it. Let me make sure the volume's up.
Whenever you go against the establishment narrative, they call you a anti-vaxxer or a racist. That's the right. New thing. Or they call you a phobe of some kind. You're a phobe. So you can't go against the establishment narrative. Remember when Eric Clapton, he went and got the vaccine. He got injured. He told people about it. They immediately called him a racist. They immediately called him a racist. And that's because Pharma funds Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone is the biggest garbage magazine there is.
Is he always like this?
Yes.
That's what it says on the, that's great.
Eric Clapton went from setting the standard for rock guitar to making full tilt racist rants to becoming an outspoken vaccine skeptic. Did he change or was he always like this?
Wow. Is such a, like.
You mean, was he always vaccine injured?
So they're literally.
Was he always vaccine injured?
Like, never mind that. I heard he was a racist.
What?
It's an easy jump. It's called a two hop.
Yeah, it's called a two hop. So now here he is explaining. So here's Roger. Now it's happening to Roger Waters. Now he's the famous Pink Floyd band member, and he's outspoken on Julian Assange and the Ukraine war. And here's his position. And
is this the freedom that comes?
Because it's happening to him now. And that's why I'm going to show you what they're doing to him. But I first want to show you his position.
With being I've only got one message.
What's his message?
Two strangers passing in the street, by chance two passing glances meet, and I am you, and what I see is me. That is my message. And that was on Metal, which was in 1970. And basically, my message hasn't changed. I recognize your humanity, but I recognize all the Russians and the Chinese and the Ukrainians and the Yemenis and the Palestinians and the Germans and the French and the Spanish and the Ecuadorians and the Peruvians and the Colombians. Well done, by the way, Colombia. You've finally got a president who isn't in the pocket of United States of America businessmen, and maybe your people will start getting a fair shake. I love that. I think it's great. The inauguration, by the way, is on the 7th, which is in 2 days' time.
I thought the message was with, without, and who'll deny, that's what the fighting's all about.
Well, that is part of the message, yeah, and thank you for remembering that, Larry. And I still emphasize it in the middle of the song, Us and Them. I always stop playing the bass at that point and gesticulate it, because it's something that I think we need to, I want to spread that message. That is what the fighting is all about. You know, we always come back, or I always come back, to this tiny, tiny platform, except it isn't, which is Paris 1948 and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Either you subscribed to the 30 articles of that declaration, or you don't. You cannot cherry pick. You can't have it. You can't have it your own way. You have to say either this is about all of us, all our brothers and sisters, irrespective of ethnicity or religion or nationality, or it isn't. But you can't cherry pick. You can't say, well, we deserve human rights, but they don't. That is called being supremacist. And there's religious supremacy and you know, skin color-based supremacy and political supremacy and this. Well, so that's a very important document.
It was in March 1996.
We're going to be showing some ads here for a second, and then
I was alone.
I'm going to skip them.
I can hear the gunfire.
I don't pay YouTube.
So for saying things like that, what sounds wonderful, that he's embracing Human Rights Declaration, he gets this. Sadly, Roger Waters, you are an anti-Semitic to your rotten core. also a Putin apologist and a lying, thieving, hypocritical, tax-avoiding, lip-syncing, misogynistic, sick-with-envy megalomaniac. Enough of your nonsense.
Who's Polly Sampson?
So I don't know who she is, but that wouldn't be, well, who she is? Well, in 2010, Polly Sampson told The Guardian, I just look at Julian Assange and what he's doing, and I'd love to be doing something like that. Today, she is spouting neocon bile against one of Assange's top defenders because her washed-up husband was too cowardly to do it.
Wait, she'd love to be slowly being tortured to death by the United States?
Well, that in 2010. So what makes this tragic is this is another band member of his, David Gilmour, right, from the Pink Floyd.
Wait, is that the one that
and he
lost his...
I don't know who he is. And he retweeted this and said every word demonstrably true. Wow. And he's got a Ukraine flag in his... Do you see that? He's got the Ukraine flag.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine being a rocker and being a repeater of CIA and military industrial complex talking points so people get slaughtered? And that's what he's doing. So that's the thanks that Roger Waters got. Just like Eric Clapton, by telling people he went and got vaccinated and he got vaccine injured, people then called him a racist. Now people are doing this, even his closest friends. And as much as this had to hurt Roger Waters, maybe it doesn't. Maybe that's why the band broke up in the first place, because he knew this guy was a big piece of it.
Well, I like the, you're anti-Semitic to your rotten core, and then the guy who, oh, let's send Nazis more guns.
They're literally sending Nazis guns in Ukraine.
Jeez.
So what's demonstrable here is your bitter jealousy of Roger's packed arena tours and political courage. That's what Aaron Maté, the buzzsaw, the hammer, said to David Gilmour.
Polly Sampson is David Gilmour's wife.
Oh.
Okay, so this is another, like, what's his name, is taking his music off Spotify?
Yeah, yeah.
This is what, because Bill told him to?
So I like this guy. He says, I like Roger Waters and I like David Gilmour, but Roger Waters is the profile in courage, no question. And there's his concerts. Wow. Wow, are you going to turn this into a commercial for Amazon Music? Like Neil Young did when he falsely accused Joe Rogan of spreading misinformation. Joe Rogan wasn't spreading misinformation, everyone, by the way. Joe Rogan was right. The people lying were CNN, MSNBC, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, Fauci, Collins, the head of the CDC. Those were the people that were lying, not Joe Rogan.
Also, Neil Young is just the Ukraine puppet of this situation. Uh-huh. And Daryl Hannah is probably the more NATO instigator.
I guess we know why Pink Floyd broke up. One front man is an establishment pro-war stooge, and the other is an anti-war truth teller.
I'm going to look into it. I'm curious with David Gilmour.
David Gilmour is clearly the silver spoon of the band, while Roger Waters is the working class bloke. One defends white supremacist, capitalist, fascist propaganda, while the other speaks out constantly about it. Go figure.
I'm telling you, it's his wife. Well, they get a young wife that they're into, and they become like, what's happening, Ben?
And so here, I just so the people watching this video know, this is what happened to Ukraine. NATO and the United States are using their people as cannon fodder so we could do an economic war against Russia to make sure Russia and China don't come together. I mean, to make sure Russia and Germany doesn't come together in an economic alliance. That's what we feared for decades, and that's why we blew up their pipeline. And this has been predicted. This is 2015, he said this.
But I actually think that what's going on here is that the West is leading Ukraine down the primrose path. And the end result is that Ukraine is going to get wrecked. And I believe that the policy that I'm advocating, which is neutralizing Ukraine and then building it up economically and getting it out of the competition between Russia on one side and NATO on the other side, is the best thing that could happen to the Ukrainians.
Yeah.
What we're doing is encouraging the Ukrainians to play tough with the Russians. We're encouraging the Ukrainians to think that they will ultimately become part of the West, because we will ultimately defeat Putin and we will ultimately get our way. Time is on our side. And of course, the Ukrainians are playing along with this. And the Ukrainians are almost completely unwilling to compromise with the Russians and instead want to pursue a hardline policy. Well, as I said to you before, if they do that, the end result is that their country is going to be wrecked. And what we're doing is, in effect, encouraging that outcome. I think it would make much more sense for us to work to create a neutral Ukraine. It would be in our interest to bury this crisis as quickly as possible. It certainly would be in Russia's interest to do so. And most importantly, it would be in Ukraine's interest to put an end to the crisis. Thank you.
Condemnations of Putin without acknowledging that the conflict started in 2014, meaning in Ukraine, started in 2014, are meaningless. So condemnations of Putin without acknowledging that the Ukraine conflict started in 2014 are meaningless. The United States backed the Maidan coup in 2014 and fueled the ensuing Donbass war, where 14,000 have died, with U.S. weapons. Russia's invasion is a new phase, illegal, but it's not out of the blue. So that's the thing nobody will tell you with a Ukraine flag in their bio or in their profile pic. They won't ever tell you that this all started in 2014 when the right wing and the CIA in Ukraine overthrew the democratically elected president, and then the people in the eastern parts of Ukraine didn't want to go along with that coup government, and so the coup government started bombing them, and they did it for 8 years straight, and that's why Russia invaded Ukraine, was to protect those people and stop that and keep Ukraine from becoming part of NATO. So we've explained this a million times in other videos, but of course the United States and NATO are provoking this. They set this up. They actually wanted this to happen. And this is a war the United States wanted by choice, and we got it. So,
well, this isn't going to be like Afghanistan. Ahead. That's the point. Like, people think, draw them into an Afghanistan. Like, Afghanistan wasn't existential for us. That was the thing. We could just leave all our stuff.
That's
and
right.
Run.
That's right. So this is.
That's it. All right. That's all I wanted to play. So, yeah, pretty crazy that we are just told a bunch of lies by everybody all the time about everything, whether it comes to wars or Eric's laughing at me. He's like, really? All the time? Everything? Yeah. Whether it's about COVID, vaccines, or pills, medications. Treatments, probably surgeries. Like I had a cyst in my jaw from a punch that I got when I was young. It turned into a cyst, and I've had several over the last 20 years. I've had several dentists try and sell me a surgery. Go under, pay for a surgery. You need it because of that. I'm like, what? No, I don't.
It sits there just fine.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm not made of glass. So, it just sucks that guys like Roger Waters and what's the other guy? Eric Clapton. Eric Clapton went and got the vaccine, and then he got injured really bad. His whole immune system's messed up, and he's just talking about it. And so then people say he's a racist. A racist. The New York Times called him a racist. The New York Times. That's like supposed to be one of the most prestigious magazines or newspapers in the world.
What did he say about somebody's race?
Nothing. Eric Clapton?
He's racist against the vaccine?
I don't know that. I don't know where that correlation comes from.
I'm not into the color of that oil. Okay.
I'm not into the color of that vaccine.
Yeah.
Is it clear? Is it clear? Racist.
I don't know, Eric. What it look like?
What it I'm not answering that.
What it look like before it destroyed your life? That guy, Jimmy Dore, also is vaccinated, and he got injured. I think he got Bell's palsy because he's got a weird eye thing going on and stuff. He doesn't talk about it, but he says his neck still hurts from the vaccine that he got injured from. And then the other guy, Kurt Metzger, is also vaccinated, like the original from the original where it was pushed very hard on people. And then if you were in Hollywood, you had to, you had to take it. Like,
right.
If you were in Hollywood, you didn't have a choice for the most part, I think. I mean, I'm sure Tom Cruise didn't take it. It's against his religion. So he probably got a religious exemption, his religion.
Well, but I was told, the company I worked for at the time, they were pushing so hard. We had wardens and captains and lieutenants coming in. Go get it. It's free. We need it.
It's free except for that the Pfizer made the biggest amount of profit they've ever made in the history of their company, over $100 billion in 2022. So how's it free? Where did that money come from? Government. Taxes.
Right.
It came from our taxes. So it's definitely not free. It came out of our tax money. So, yeah.
Yeah, they were pushing it hard, and then it came down. I got a text from a lady I used to work with there, and they said that they were paging me, trying to find me. I hadn't worked there in a long time. I had already moved on. I was one of the only sergeants that hadn't been vaccinated yet or didn't have a religious excuse.
And you didn't work there?
No.
Like, catch up?
Yeah, like, I haven't been there in 6 months. And you're looking for me? Yeah, oh, I thought that was pretty funny. No, I chose not to.
Hey, if it was safe and effective, like it stopped the transmission, it would make sense. And it was safe, like you weren't going to get injured or die from it, it would make sense. But since it's not safe and effective, it doesn't stop transmission, and you have a high likelihood that the spike protein is going to cause some havoc with your system, like myocarditis, stroke, pericarditis, Bell's palsy, all kinds of shit, then there's infertility issues. There's issues for women and menstruation and stuff. Then, yeah, it's, I mean, I'd rather just let my body figure it out.
Yeah, I had COVID twice.
Yeah. Guess what?
I'm still here.
We're fine.
Yeah.
And we didn't put poison in our body that maybe is a ticking time bomb. We don't even know. Even people that got the first initial set of jabs, who knows? Who knows what it's going to fucking do? Is it going to last? Are they safe now? Are they out of the woods? I don't know. There's no long-term studies.
I mean, you're talking to a guy right here that doesn't even take the flu vaccine.
Yeah.
I'll take my chances.
Yeah, me too. But it just sucks that our world is willing to discredit scientists, doctors, national treasures like Eric Clapton. The guy's a national fucking treasure. He's like one of the best guitar players of all time.
If you know my name.
Yeah. But that's the world we live in now, is that the New York Times can just go call him a racist without any, and he's the misinformer. Like, he's the one that's the misinformer. Oh, he's misinformation and spewing racism. But it's like, does anybody here think that Eric Clapton is a racist? Has anybody ever thought that Eric Clapton was a racist?
I've never heard anything. I don't follow Eric Clapton by any means, but usually if somebody's out there and they're racist, you know, we know about it.
Like a true, real racist, like you can't hide that shit and be in the public spotlight for 40, 50 years, however long that guy's been around, right? Right. So it's just ridiculous. I can't believe that they can get away with that. Like, they're just getting away with gaslighting the public by saying that they're the ones spewing the misinformation when what they're saying is the misinformation. They're the misinformation. Eric Clapton is not a racist. That is what? It's misinformation.
That's why I stopped watching the news after COVID had been around for maybe 6 months. I just couldn't take it anymore. I stopped watching the news. I still don't watch the news. Yeah. I don't care what they have to say. I check the weather on my phone. That's about it.
Yeah. I mean, I never was really into the news. I think I got into it during the Obama campaigns and stuff. Got into politics a little bit during 2007, 2008. And then I got busy. Started a company, started a family. I got busy. I just never watch. I don't have time to watch the news. There's too many other things to watch that are way more entertaining than the news. And you don't even have time for all those.
Well, and you can't believe it anymore.
Well, now
that's where I've been since the COVID. Like, I don't believe what these people are saying.
No. Well, that's weird. That's weird. Like, I'm with you. I was feeling that in Portland when the news of the pandemic was first coming out, like before the lockdowns. And I saw a video of Dr. Drew, and Dr. Drew was like, the media just needs to shut up. He's like, they just need to shut up. Okay. They're basically, what he was saying is they're crying wolf right now. And if it's a coronavirus, it's likely, you know, could affect the elderly and the vulnerable, but the rest of us are going to be fine. And that's what he said. And that was like in February of 2020. And he was right. He was right. And I've trusted his psychology. You know, he's an MD in psychology, and I've trusted his outlook because I was into psychology, and I looked up to him as a treatment guy, a treatment person, and listened to his stuff and studied him a little bit and trusted him a lot. And I just heard that and was like, yeah, he's right. That's true. Then there was other people that were saying things like, I have a doctor friend from high school that I went to high school with, Della Parker, shout out Dr. D. And she was saying like, hey, we need to stop locking down. We need to let our kids play together. They need to get sick and get this thing. Mm-hmm. That's how we're going to get to herd immunity. It's not scary for the kids, right? It's as long as obviously they don't have cancer or something, but, or really bad asthma or something like that. But, so yeah. And then, yeah, we just, and now you're seeing the collusion with the FBI, the DOJ, the, all the acronyms colluding with, Twitter to suppress people's opinions, doctors, you know, real like Stanford, Oxford doctors that came out and put together the Great Barrington Declaration early in the pandemic, saying what the response should be to this, which is protect the elderly and vulnerable, and don't lock down, no masks, and get everybody get it. And, you know, and they were shut down and canceled off Twitter, or their accounts were suspended. And like, turns out,
I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. Turns out that they were right. And that is the correct way to do it. Don't lock down. Don't fuck up the economy for what? To sell a drug. That's what this is all about. Mm-hmm. This is all about to sell vaccines. Why did they tell everybody in the beginning, don't do it. All the doctors, don't do anything. Just give them air. Just give them air and ventilators. Don't try any drugs. Why? Because if they would have found out ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine worked, then they wouldn't have gotten the emergency use authorization, and they wouldn't have been able to push all these needles into people's arms to make $100 billion in 2022.
The murderlators?
Yeah.
Honestly, I... A good friend, you remember Roger?
Yeah, Roger.
He died.
What?
From COVID. He got COVID, went to the hospital. You know, I was keeping up with it through Connor. Connor knows his brother. His brother was keeping us in the know with the whole thing.
Is he vaccinated?
That I don't know.
Did he have?
This was might have been earlier on.
Yeah, the first initial strain. So yeah. What did he have? He had to have something.
Well, he was diabetic. He was overweight.
There you go.
So
that's the number one cause mortality is, well, I think it's vitamin D deficiency, but a big, large percentage of the people that passed away were because they were obese.
Right.
And
so,
diabetic. Yeah, four comorbidities on average is what killed people.
With his story, he was on Facebook saying, hey, thanks for all the prayers, everybody. I'm feeling better.
Yeah.
Everything's good.
Yeah.
And then I get a call from Connor. His brother just said he's put on a ventilator.
Oh.
Well, like, oh.
Ventilators killed people.
He was dead by the end of the day.
Ventilators killed people. That's what a lot of doctors have said, that the ventilators tricked your body to think that you didn't need to fight, because it's a lung mm-hmm. respiratory disease, right? So if you're breathing with a machine and you're not doing it on your own, then your body's being tricked into thinking that you don't need to fight as hard, and it just fucking kills you. So there's plenty of doctors that came out and said, stop ventilating. It's killing people. You can look that up, Eric, if you want.
I do remember that as well.
Yeah.
But it makes a lot of sense, because with COVID, it affected the upper and lower respiratory systems. Like, it affected the entire system.
Yeah.
And I can see that if you're overweight, that could also be...
You're already having trouble breathing.
Yeah.
Who would know that?
Issues. Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah. So, you know, there's just been a lot. The thing that pisses me off is that people are saying, you're spreading misinformation. And that in itself is misinformation, because these people are telling the truth. And they don't have a vested interest in it, but you fucking do. But you fucking have a vested interest in it. And you're the one spreading the misinformation to fill your own coffers. To fill your own fucking pockets and try and put my business out of business and millions of other small businesses out of business.
Right.
By scaring the fucking public so much that they won't fucking work, that they don't want to work anymore, that they don't want to work in an office, which is what we do, right? What we used to do, right? Well, we still kind of do it, but, you know, killed my business, basically, my original one.
Right.
Killed it. Basically, this response has crushed my business, my small business, because it has caused the public to not want to work in an office space. And it's just been way too hard to recruit ever since.
What about the first responders like myself?
Yeah.
Had to go to work no matter what.
Yeah.
I was in units of 40 to 60 guys full of COVID.
Yeah.
And then I wore my paper mask.
Yeah.
I was in medical cells with these guys, with the nurses, with my paper mask. And I would say, I don't know, 6-8 months in, I finally got it, which I tested negative twice at the doctor's, but I had every symptom. I was in bed for 7-10 days.
Yeah, there was a problem. There early on, there was a problem with the testing. Because they switched the test levels from like 30 to 40 something, or I think it was 20 to 35 or something like that. I can't remember the exact level of the microns that they tested, but like the higher you went, the more it would just test for the common cold or flu or whatever, right, and show a positive result, right? So,
you know, there's a lot of issues around that. One of the things I heard as well was that, like, worldwide, there was another test that, you know, other countries were doing that were more effective. But mm-hmm. the U.S. was like, now we're going to do our own test.
Yeah.
And that way they didn't need to pay off money to all these other countries. But it was less reliable on false positives and true negatives, whatever you want to call it, they were popping up all over the place.
Yeah.
It
was a shit show.
I had a friend in Oregon that was telling me about it, that she ended up, she did have COVID, had every symptom, but kind of like what Jeff said, she went in there like, I think, 2 or 3 times. One was negative, one positive, one negative, and then positive again. it's like, we don't know how to do it.
Elon Musk did that and reported it to everybody. He took like 3 tests and it was like 2 and 1. And then he said he took, he tested a piece of fruit and it came back positive. And he was like, okay, you know, so like, yeah, that part was a shit show. You know, remember it was like testing. We need testing. We need to test. And then it was like, cases, and it was all about the cases. And once it was all about the cases and not the deaths and hospitalizations, I called bullshit. I was like, okay, You're trying to make it about cases. That's like me selling impressions instead of clicks or conversions, right? How about clicks are, how about tests and cases are people seeing your ads, and then, you know, people being hospitalized is a click, and then people dying is a conversion. You know, what really counts?
The ultimate conversion.
Yeah, the ultimate conversion rate. So what, you know, what, that's what people care about in my industry when they want to buy our marketing, which is what's the conversion rate, right? What's the conversion rate? What's the conversion rate? Because that's what matters. Like, you can try and sell impressions. Great. That's why we've switched to clicks in Twitter. We switched to Twitter product, and it's now clicks. And we're getting like 10,000 clicks a month for Twitter ads and like 50,000 impressions. It's like way better product. Click-through rates, like one of them is like 19% for her first month. So way better product what we're selling than we've ever sold before. And and that's how it was sold to us, was like the old school shady way of selling marketing is cases, impressions. I was like, okay, well, I know you're full of shit. I know you're full of shit, but I know there are some deaths and I know there are some hospitalizations, obviously. Just like
it's
going
to happen.
Just like there are with any, just like there is with anything every year, right? There's always something that's killing people. There's always like a list of things that are
the
top
killers.
How many deaths
from the flu, you know?
Well, I think in 2021 it was like zero.
But because
of the false negatives.
Every sickness known to man was just COVID.
Oh, every death.
Yeah, every death.
Every death was COVID. Well, they tried to. What about the fact that the hospitals were incentivized by the U.S. government to, for cases, hospitalizations, and deaths financially?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So they made like, what was it? It was like $10,000, $25,000, $50,000 per positive hospitalization, death, something like that. So why wouldn't you, as a business model, say, okay, we need all the deaths we can get.
I'm going to open up a clinic tomorrow.
Yeah.
COVID. Like Oprah, you got COVID.
Everybody gets a COVID.
Everybody's COVID.
Luck under your chair.
The time I tested positive for COVID, maybe a year later, I had a slight cough in my throat.
Mm-hmm.
I sat at home all through the holidays.
Yeah,
Kevin, by myself.
Kevin tested positive. His kids tested positive. His sister and her kids tested positive, and like nobody had one symptom. So yeah, I mean, the testing was a problem, obviously, and the testing, it was like, and the masking and the testing were like these tools of fear, these like fear tools. But now you got to get tested. Now contact tracing. Remember that shit. Contact tracing. You don't remember that? Well, no. Maybe they didn't do it in Arizona, but they did that shit in Oregon. We went to brunch one day at a little place that I'll call out. What was it called? No, of course I can't remember the name. I'm just going to call them out. But a little place in Selwood. a little place in Selwood, right on the corner of Milwaukee and 12th or something like that. And anyhow, that place, oh, K's, called K's, K-A-Y'S, K's bar in Selwood, tried to fucking contact trace me and my wife while we're eating brunch and wouldn't let us eat brunch there unless we filled out our social security, our fucking ID, our name and phone number to contact trace us. To give to the fucking government or who, I don't know who the fuck they were giving it to, but they were being good little boys and girls in contact tracing. And
I never saw any of that here.
Yeah. I couldn't eat there unless I filled out the form. I was like, I'm not filling out this fucking form, you fucking Nazi. And they're like, well, sorry, you can't eat here unless you do. And then they never said it again.
You're all watch me.
So he already filled it out. And then they saw her filling it out. So then they came back and took our order, and I never filled it out. So we did get to eat there. So it was like, oh my God.
Let me give you the old table flip. We're out of here.
Oh, I still get triggered when people tell me to put a mask on or any of that shit. I still get triggered. You remember in school, I don't like people telling me what the fuck to do when it's incorrect, right? When it's not like told.
Correct, incorrect.
Or when it's not told why. When there's no good reason behind it, right? When it's like in school.
Because I said.
Yeah.
I love saying that.
When people say when I said so, I go, oh yeah? I'm going to say that your
watch
teeth
me
are
flush
going down
my t-shirt and ruin your entire plumbing system of your entire school.
Erroneous. I never did that.
I know. I was there. You didn't.
I didn't do that. Who did that?
No, it was your name was written on the shirt.
Oh, that's right.
Then listen to this, Eric. I don't even know. What grade are we in? Seventh, eighth grade,
sixth.
Maybe?
Seventh.
Seventh grade.
Seventh grade. Because we were in the high school side.
Yeah. We're just, you know, milling around doing stupid stuff as usual.
Yeah.
Luke had a, you know, like a Fruit of a Loom white t-shirt on underneath his shirt. And he's like, oh, this is pissing me off. I'm going to take this shirt off. So he took it off, threw it in the garbage can. Your dad would have killed you if he'd known that.
Yeah, because we were poor. Yeah.
So next thing you know, our school like floods. Toilets flooding. Everything's flooded. Flood, flood, flood. Shut the school down. They're digging out all the pipes, sewer pipes. And they get down and finally find the problem. It's a white t-shirt with the name Luke Bettis on the tag in the back.
Wow.
We got pulled in and questioned. Man, I got questioned so many times for you. They probably thought I told you to take it off and flush it.
Well, that was usually what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
But not in this case. This was like the one time
we didn't. The one time we didn't do anything. The one time.
Yeah, the one time.
Thank God. The one time we didn't do it, something really bad happened. Probably
yeah.
Tens of thousands of dollars worth of work.
Maybe. They just snaked the line. But, yeah.
Well, they had dug up the whole ground outside. Remember that?
I think they were already doing that, a project. I don't remember.
Who knows?
But anyhow... Yeah, I think, did I get in trouble for that? I think I got suspended.
That might have been one of the expulsions.
Oh, that might have been expelled. That might be the seventh grade expulsion.
I literally went to bat for you. I was like, I swear to God, he did not. He threw it in the garbage can. I was there. I saw the whole thing. Like,
you're my boy. But they were like, okay, cool. Well, you saw that, but you didn't see his satanic ass go back and put that thing in the... To flush it down in the toilet.
He slithered on his belly with his tongue out to get that white shirt.
This devil
and
child.
Flush it.
Yeah. Problem child.
Probably one of those nerds in our brother and sister's class. Oh, let's flush Luke's shirt, dude.
It was probably Mr. Young himself. I'm just kidding, Dwayne. I'm just kidding, buddy. Probably was never, you would never do anything that crazy.
Now my parents say that they love that guy. They used to hang out with him.
I love him too. He's a good dude.
He is.
I thought he was like the second best teacher behind Mr. Droppa, which, you know.
I love Mr. P because he'd be like, let's hurry up and get this done so we can go out and play baseball. I'll pitch.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pitching.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yes.
Yeah,
I love this class.
He was awesome too. But he wasn't our like home teacher. I'm just saying home teachers. I only had four of them there. You had more. I had Linhart, Droppa,
Young,
and Zedwick. Zedwick and Linhart. Well, Linhart was so hot.
Yeah.
She was super hot. So that made her one of my favorites.
Absolutely.
But then she was so strict and mean.
She didn't like you.
She did not like me.
She loved me.
She hated me, yeah.
She probably didn't like me either.
She liked me later, though.
That's what she said.
She liked me when I was growing up. I'm just kidding.
In high school, because I only went there a little bit longer than you. When I switched schools.
Oh, did you go there during high school at all?
Yeah.
For like a year or half a year?
Year two. No, wait, one. 2 years. Freshman, sophomore.
Oh, wow.
And then I transferred to another school. I just couldn't take.
Dave Douglas?
I couldn't take Loserville anymore.
I didn't know you were only at DD for 2 years. I thought you were there for the whole four or three.
It only took me 2 years to run that place, I guess.
you and Vogue rule the school? Fucking rolling the school.
Rolled the school.
Hey, nerd.
Hey, I'll shove you down, nerd.
Just bullying people.
No, I didn't do that then.
I didn't either.
I literally, I'll tell you one thing. After I graduated, I went to the movies, Mall 205.
Of course.
This guy named Bill was there. He was a couple years younger.
Who?
His name was Bill.
Hua?
No, wasn't Hua. Just Bill.
Different Bill.
Yeah, Bill. Kind of a little stoner guy. He was in like a lot of my PE classes. He played football, just kind of down on life kind of kid. Who knows what he was going through at home. But I was always nice to him. I was nice to everybody. He came up to me at the theater. He's like, oh, hey, House, what's up, buddy? I haven't seen you in like a year or whatever. He's like, I just wanted to tell you, thanks for being cool with everybody. He goes, like, you weren't a jerk like some of your friends. And, like, you're a nice guy to everybody, no matter what your status was or whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's
like,
true.
Yeah, of course. You know, I was like, wow. That made me feel really good.
You're like, I was nice to
Thanks,
everybody?
Bill. I thought I, didn't I?
I know I talked a lot
didn't
of shit.
Didn't I shove you down a couple times?
Maybe it was just behind everybody's back.
No, I don't think anyone saw. So he was good. Did I trip you?
Yeah.
I mean, the worst bullying story, Michael Lehman.
Mm.
So if you remember, they called it initiation hazing or whatever. For high schoolers, for the freshmen.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it was Michael Lehman's day.
In DD?
No, this was at City.
Oh, okay.
And
he was a year behind us?
Yeah, he's a year younger. So we had PE together, both classes, boys. And I was like, okay, well, we got him already. It's his turn to, you know, haze him up. Let's do something real good, you know. Because he was cool. We all liked him. It's not like we were doing it to be mean. Just part of our duty of sophomores, you know.
Right.
So I got him real good, you know, showers, everything, whatever.
Wait, what'd you do with him in the shower?
Threw him in it.
Oh, okay.
Clothed. you know, just that joking around stuff. I don't even remember exactly what I did, but dude left school, walked and got hit by a car and died.
Yeah.
Like 10 minutes later.
That was your fault, Jeff.
I know.
You killed him.
I did.
Yep.
Because of that.
Yeah. No, that you didn't do that, bro.
Yeah, that was sad. That was a sad story. Good guy, man.
He's a good kid. That's too bad, man.
But I didn't, you know, I bullied everyone. I wasn't picking on anybody. I didn't really bully anyone. It was just my job to do the hazing because I was the only one that physically could do it.
Yeah.
Everybody else. you were gone. I mean, who am I supposed to count on?
Yeah.
Fletch, Jake. Price, Jake.
Jake, I guess. Jake was big.
Yeah, he's too busy trying to
molest all the girls.
Be handsome or something. I don't know.
No.
Strong or pout or whatever he was into at the time.
Trying to live up to his parents' expectations.
Yeah. I don't know. Good old Jake.
Trying not to be a Cooverite.
Well, he's still there.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, he was a good guy. He was a good friend for a long time.
Phil and Jeff are from the Coov.
Yeah, Battleground.
Or Battleground, that's right.
I remember.
Battleground. Yeah.
But I mean, that's all off the topic here, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, no, it's fine. We don't need to talk about anything. But yeah, I mean, I already had my rant, my two cents. You got about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm taking crazy pills because it's like the truth. They say the truth will set you free, but sometimes the truth is like, it's overwhelming.
It'll condemn you.
It's overwhelming to realize the truth about certain things and that we are so powerless against it. And that, I don't, you know, what do we do? What do we do to stop tyranny from taking over our world? Because it's where we're headed, bro. Like the World Health Organization and the Davos people, the WE, what is it? The World Economic Forum. Is that it? The World, is that it, Eric? The World Economic Forum?
Yes, Davos, you said. Town in Switzerland.
Yeah.
The World Economic Forum annual meeting 2023.
Swiss again.
Yeah, Swiss again.
A lot of people don't know what the World Economic Forum is, but it's fucking creepy. They are funded by the number one funder of the World Economic Forum is... Shit, I forgot. But the second most funded is Bill Gates. And the Gates, Bill Gates and Melinda Gates Foundation, they've given them $751 million. $750 million. And then right underneath them is the United States. And then it's all like, the first one is, I think, it's just another government agency. I think it's Germany, actually. Germany is the top funder with like $1.2 billion. So Germany, a country. And then it's because Klaus Schwab is German. He's the founder of the World Economic Forum. And all they do is they I mean, this is their big event every year. They get together and they they discuss how to move forward as a society, as a world. And this is the guy that's talked about, you will have nothing and you will be happy. It's like what he says. He's the guy that wrote the book, The Great Reset. This is the guy that founded the World Economic Forum in 1971 or something like that. He's funded by all these countries, and he's funded by Bill Gates. Bill Gates is the second largest funder of the World Economic Forum, and he is funding more than he's funded them more than the United States, his own government. How crazy is that shit? And these are people that have a lot of power. They're like the world banking systems and, the people that are trying to say that we're all going to eat meatless patties of bugs and shit, right? Like, and Bill Gates is the largest farmland owner in America now. So what are they planning? Bill Gates is now, he sold his shares of BioNTech, which is the Pfizer vaccine. He owned $55 million worth of BioNTech when it started. He bought it in 2019. Weird. And before the pandemic. Weird. Mm-hmm. And then he sold it just recently and made 10 times. Made $550 million on that BioNTech vaccine. And now that he sold his shares, like he's been saying, get vaccinated, get vaccinated, get vaccinated the whole time. Now that he sold his shares, he's saying, well, we now know it's a leaky vaccine. We now know. And he's starting to say all the things that every fucking buddy's been saying. And he's been calling them disinformationists, right? And pulling puppet strings to get media, MSNBC, his fucking network, Microsoft, right? Microsoft NBC to fucking talk shit about everybody. And now he's saying it. Now he's talking shit. Now he's the one saying, oh, it's a leaky vaccine. It doesn't do well with variants. It doesn't stop transmission. And these are things we can fix. And there's also, we think, who the fuck is he? Who the fuck is he to say we? Like he's a fucking scientist. He's a fucking high school, he doesn't even have a college degree. He's like me and you. He's a fucking nobody. But he's like, we think that we'll be able to take something that you just spray in your mouth and it'll stop transmission. So now he's starting to sell a new...
Some COVID breath spray?
A new fucking thing, yeah. Right? That's going to come out and a new variant or virus that they're going to fucking release. So they're going to do this shit forever to make money. That's what they're going to do. So watch out. It's not over. And we think it's over because Biden said it's over until the new one comes. And then they do this breath spray. There's a movie, the Onion movie. Do you know those Onion movies? What are they called? Blind Onion or?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about? It's this guy, Ryan Moore or Ryan Johnson or something. He does movies. He's a director. And he's got this series with Daniel Craig, the James Bond guy, where he's like a inspector, like a private detective, and they're called something onion. I guess I'll look it up.
I haven't seen it.
But it's... Glass Onion. Called Glass Onion. Knives Out. Right? The Knives Out movies. So there's the most recent one. It's called... Or it's the Knives Out movies. It's Knives Out. Right? There's been like three of them. Knives Out, Knives Out. This one's called Glass Onion. A Knives Out mystery. And in the very beginning, they get off... Like, they're obviously... He sends... Not him, but... Edward Norton's character is a billion tech billionaire, like, and he's a precocious gentleman, and he sends out these elaborate tech invites to people, and then they come to his boat where they're going to go to his island. He lives on an island, okay? And when they get to the boating dock, his like henchmen come and like spray this thing in their mouths, and they all take their masks off. So they're all like wearing masks when they come to the dock, and then they fucking spray this thing, and then he goes, "You're good now." What the fuck is that? Is that product placement?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the fuck that is. Now Bill Gates is talking about that shit.
Like, spray before you walk in.
Yeah. Spray. And what's that going to do? Like, give you mouth cancer? Throat cancer?
Probably.
Fuck you. Your teeth are just fall lost out?
All the taste I ever had, but I won't get COVID.
Yeah, but I'm virtue signaling that I'm a good person.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm a part of the team. I'm a part of the tribe. I'm a part of the religion.
I believe too with Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with Tom Hanks and whoever fucking else, John Legend, who sang vaccine songs like a fucking douchebag. I'll never listen to another John Legend album, and as long as I live, fuck that guy.
Fucking, I didn't. He made some vaccine songs.
Yeah, he did commercials. Wow. He did fucking vaccine commercials. And Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Fallon and like all the late night douchebags that are selling vaccines and variants and doing dances and shit like fucking monkeys. Fucking disgusting. So yeah, fuck them. I'm glad their viewership is down to nothing. Like CNN, nobody cares about them anymore. But they still have to do it because they want that paycheck. So they still got to be a little bitch to Big Pharma.
There was a newscaster here in town that she quit. She's like, I'm not going to say any of this.
Good.
I'm not going to read it.
Michelle Tafoya quit.
Maybe that was her.
Remember her? Michelle.
Oh, wait, that's from, she's from Portland.
No, Michelle Tafoya is the sideline reporter for Sunday Night Football with Al Michaels. And she finally was like, I'm out. I'm going to do something else. And she's all over Twitter, like kind of, she's starting to try and get her feet under her. I can tell. She's trying to figure out what she wants to do and what kind of voice she wants to have. But good. We need more of that. People just quitting the mainstream bullshit. It's going to die. It's all going to die, which is good. It needs to die. All this needs to die in order for new things to come up so that we can all have a free society. Otherwise, we're doomed. So on that note, we'll call it a day. Like, share, subscribe. More to come with my best bud, Jeff House, on the layback with Luke Bettis.
It's been real.
A.K.A. DJ Easy Dick.
On the Luke Off Hour.
Oh, idiots.